as you can hear, the...
They've stopped.
You knew that would happen. The population of whales has come out to see us today. They were making an absolute racket, and I said to Jessica, as soon as I switch this recording on, they're all going to go, shh, it's recording.
And they did.
Are you okay with him, or do you want me to have him back? Okay. Okay. Yeah, fine. So, what's this place called, Jessica, for the recording?
National Park Visitor Centre, and we're just walking away from it.
Excellent. And the... Well, we came through Brecon on the way. Where are we closest to now?
We're still closest to Brecon, but the road, if we carried on, would go to Myrtle Tidville.
Yep.
So we're near Leavitt Pants, we're near Penivan, which is okay. The highest mountain right here.
Excellent. Leavitt. Do we know how high it is?
Very high.
Very high, okay. Yeah, that sounds...
So high, the SAS train there.
For their altitude training. Like it, Vance?
You having fun?
Be good.
Be a slow walk if you stop.
It will. Well, I've got my other recorder in my pocket as well, and my camera.
I'll do the camera, you do the recording.
Alright then, fine, I'll do that. You need lots of pictures of sheep. What's all this panting for, big doggy walk? What? Describe the landscape.
Hilly.
Hilly.
Bleak.
It has got, I mean, it's not too bleak, is it? Because it has got trees on it.
They're bleak-looking trees.
Okay. Are they bleak-looking sheep?
They're hardy sheep.
Hardy sheep, excellent. Have they got horns?
No.
Okay. And the day today is a bit gloomy. It's a bit brighter up here than it was down the bottom. But it's gloomy and it's due to rain, isn't it? And as you can hear underfoot, it's a bit on the squelchy side. But it's very pleasant. Nice smell of sheep. Sorry? Okie dokie. Yeah, never mind. Well, that's why I put my walking trousers and walking shoes and everything on. Fancy picking it out of a puddle. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think my walking shoes are particularly waterproof at all, actually. So.
Oh, these are big.
They're my walking shoes as opposed to my walking boots, so. Well, doesn't matter. Sorry? Yeah, you could do. Yeah, just watch that he will obviously have more momentum if he gets going. So just, if he makes a bolt, like both of us have experienced now, where we had to let go, just try and lower your centre of gravity. And...
Oh, I could just make this run a bit longer for now.
You could do that, yeah. So I don't know if Mum said, but I had a time bit like yours, where Vance made a bolt to Mum, and I ended up letting go.
Oh, that's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's just the problem was I was, it was on a sort of slightly grassy bank bit, and he was lower than me, so so I, he would have just pulled me off it. I hope this microphone is picking up all the squelchy effects. Sorry? Does he? Oh, yes, I forgot about that, because he, when we had a barbecue at our director's garden last year, Vance was eating his ornamental grass. Oh, right, okay. Well, I'm disappointed there's none up here. I thought you would have ordered it for me. And Vance is even more disappointed. He likes snow. I can hear a little bit of distant traffic over to one side. Can't... Oh, right, okay. Is that the road we came up, or a different one? Okay. Yeah, if you're happy with that, just do what you're comfortable with doing. Putting on his extra dramatic breathing just to make sure he gets it taken off. Excellent, now I can eat the sheep.
Plan is coming together. You know you'll be back on it if you don't eat.
Especially if you eat a sheep.
If you keep wagging your face, I can't take it off. There we go.
Oh, lovely. I'll let you put it in your pocket. Instantly. Going to pause to end the recording, but I'll catch you up, so don't. I might just attempt a photograph to go with it as well. Yeah.